This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you, folks. Now, today we got, there's some new wild food out there in NFL stadiums. We were saying earlier today, I feel like the baseball park really has the stranglehold.
Absolutely.
On crazy foods, right? We were saying, like, the place of pace of play. I feel like you just eat more at a baseball game.
Sure.
It's also generally, it's in the evening or whatever. But I forgot a huge one. You don't tailgate baseball.
You know what? You're right.
No.
You don't.
No, you rush from work to get there for the weekday games.
And you're right. You kind of make your meal, whatever you're going to eat at the baseball game.
And also, like if you're taking, let's say it's a Saturday, you're going to take the family. Like, I don't know how to explain it. It's still, I mean, look, even with my brother and sister-in-law, right? It's like, yeah, we're kind of eating, but it's like, let's wait till we get to the stadium and try some crazy stuff for a baseball game.
But yeah, you know what? For some reason, I know what I want at a baseball game. I know I want a bag of peanuts. I know I want a big beer, maybe a hot dog, whatever. When I go to football, it's like, I'll take a pizza. I'll take this. Like,
whatever's quick. Whatever's easy.
It's here. It's near the section.
Yeah. Again, I feel like, for whatever reason, I just feel like at a football game, it's generally just like a hot dog, a pretzel, and beer or soda.
I feel, you know, at a football game, I'm eating something because my goal is to consume beer.
And also, like I'm saying, like, Thurl, you know, you went, or you and, Mike didn't get a chance to tailgate. He was at a fun museum.
Yeah.
I mean that facetiously. It was a very serious museum.
Yeah.
But Thurl, you've been to Kansas City.
Yeah.
So there's good food, good barbecue inside of Arrowhead, but those people are cooking full meals out there.
It was unbelievable, man. It was freezing cold outside. We show up, we got our Ravens gear, and those people, look, we're playing them tonight, but the folks in Kansas City couldn't be nicer. Did you come here for Baltimore? I'm like, I came here from Seattle, Baltimore fan. Like, get over here, eat some ribs, eat some of the. And I mean, they cooked all day. And I cannot explain how good the parking lot smelled.
Yeah. So, tailgating food. I read an article about it. Houston, obviously, is pretty big on tailgating.
And listen, I was just at that stadium in January for the national title game.
Yeah.
There is a lot of parking spaces around that stadium.
Yep. Green Bay does very well. Yeah. But the surprise for me was, and I've been there, and I've done it, Pittsburgh.
Oh, really?
Pittsburgh Steelers tailgate, as far as you can have grills, you can cook in the parking lot. And the parking lot is right beside the stadium. It literally is a 40-foot walk.
Oh,
so
damn.
You smell all this food walking in, and all you want to do is go make buddies with a Steeler fan, you know, because you can just smell they're cooking hot dogs, kielbasas, you know, hooking it up.
Yeah, it's awesome. But I'm saying, I think that's also why, like, there is good food in NFL stadiums, but, like, it doesn't seem as prominent as baseball, but also I just completely forgot, like, well, when you're tailgating, like, we went to LSU, man. We didn't know those people till the night before. I mean, we had so much food at that tailgate, like, you weren't even hungry when you got in there.
I have friends that have parking tailgate passes for UW. My brother's got one with his company in Pittsburgh. It's kind of crazy. They don't want to give those spots up.
Correct.
So it's almost like you're having your,
seats. Right.
Like, they pay almost more for that spot than the season ticket, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But that's if you get that, you are in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We used to, back in the day for the Maryland games, we used to have a prime spot, right? Because we had my dad and brother years ago had bought season tickets. But then we didn't contribute enough every year. So they kept pushing us out. But that spot was prime. Basically, if you were going to the stadium from one half of the state, like, you had to walk by our tailgate.
Mm-hmm. So, that's pretty cool.
All right, so these are some of the wildest foods served at NFL Stadium this year. I'm looking at a picture of it. It looks good, but it also looks massive. Let's go down to Dallas. Technically, I think that would be Fort Worth.
Yeah, I believe you're correct.
Or what do they call that?
Arlington.
Arlington. You're right. The Dallas Cowboys have a 16-ounce Angus burger. Already sounds delicious.
Whoa.
But do you know what the bun is?
Donuts.
Brioche.
No. Not no.
Texas toast.
It's not a regular bun. It's not donuts.
16-ounce burger.
I don't know.
Texas.
Two pepperoni pizzas.
Oh, whoa. Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's, yeah, it's like two small individual pepperoni pizzas and the burgers on the inside.
I mean,
all right.
Damn, man. It's...
Yeah, I mean.
Do I need 16 ounces of burger if both of my burgers are pizza?
Do the flavors work together?
No.
So I get the gimmick, but would I rather have just have a pizza slice and then a burger? Or does it all work
you
like, this is a great combination?
Look, you ever had like a cheeseburger pizza, dude? Yeah. It does not taste good. It does not settle with you ever.
Oh, come on.
Sorry.
Cheeseburger pizza is great.
It's too much.
It's cheese and hamburger.
I can't decide. I think it would be fine. I think it would still taste good. But I'm kind of also with Miles. If I'm sitting around watching all the games and not leaving the house, I'd rather have a burger than later be like, let's get a couple pieces of pizza.
So, Mike, back in the day, Pizza Hut, they had a cheeseburger pizza.
Uh-huh.
It was basically just cheddar cheese and ground hamburger.
Yeah. Sure.
I have had the upscale version of that, where they do a cheeseburger pizza, and then at the end, they throw on shredded lettuce and pickles, and then do a drizzle of either like a dipping sauce or whatever.
Big Mac sauce, Thousand Island.
That is phenomenal.
All right, let's go to Arizona. All right, down there they have the cotton candy burrito.
Oh, I've seen this thing.
I also believe the cotton candy burrito, you can get that currently down at the fair down at Puyallup.
And that's got
what
other
exactly?
candies included, right? I think they roll like Skittles and stuff into it.
Right, it's like ice cream, Fruity Pebbles, Skittles, M&M's, and gummy bears, then all wrapped in cotton candy.
I'm out. Nope.
I mean, basically, if you're not Buddy the Elf, or a child. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, I've just gotten to the age where I was like, that looks like diabetes and bad teeth.
Just too sweet.
And the textures are just so weird. All right. This one actually sounds pretty good, man. We're going to go to Philly, huh? Oh,
Philly.
Hey. Cannoli nachos. Chocolate, ricotta, strawberries, bless you. Pistachio dust and caramel.
Ooh.
That might be really, really good.
Oh, man.
The cannoli shells broken up, and then they put nachos on top of them.
Yeah.
Let's make dessert nachos a thing, people.
Yeah, pistachio dust is the best.
Yeah, switch out the queso cheese for like some ice cream or some chocolate drizzle.
I cover my salmon in pistachio dust every once in a while.
Man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I had to get off that stuff.
Yeah.
Well,
you snort a little, then you put some on, snort another line. It's like cooking with wine.
I was up till 4 in the morning last night on the dust. Pistachio dust. All right. Coming in this one, you two gentlemen might enjoy this. The Ravens. They got a tailgater burger, soft pretzel roll, bacon cheeseburger, kielbasa, crab dip, onion rings, and two chicken wings.
That's too much.
Good Lord,
that is too much.
Well, also, like, how do you eat that?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Why? You know,
are they got to be boneless wings, quote unquote, right?
I would
correct.
Assume.
Yeah.
Deconstructed.
That's kind of like
you deconstructed and eat it.
No,
that's
kidding.
Like the Jersey Shore was famous. They had a sandwich called a fat bitch, right? And it literally was like a cheese steak
on a bun,
right? And they'll shove chicken fingers, mozzarella sticks. Like I think there's a place in Seattle now that kind of does those sandwiches.
Yeah.
So that's what this appears to be as well.
The Baltimore fat bitch.
Yeah. The only one. Credit to Baltimore, right? Like I lived there for a few years. We all started a show there. Just putting crab dip on anything, it's kind of like, all right.
Good.
I don't know if they sell them at the stadium there, but like crab pretzel has to be. I know you can get them at Orioles games.
I can't remember, man. And we're going in December when they play the Eagles.
Oh, Jesus. That'll be a rowdy crowd.
It's going to be cold,
rowdy.
Bro.
It's going to be cold, and yeah. Chicago, who's besides Caleb Williams, the other top 10 pick they took for the University of Washington?
Rome
Odunze. Well, now they have the Odunze dog.
Damn.
Named after him. Jalapeno cheddar dog with Italian beef, peppers, onions, cheddar cheese, and a secret sauce.
Look, I'm sure he's going to do well, but
oh, yeah.
That's a gamble, too.
Well, as far as, like, dude has not played a regular season
game
yet.
That's right. There's some players that do really, really well in college that flare out in the NFL. Like, I'm not going to say that Rome's that guy, but that's a gamble.
I don't think Rome's that guy.
He will be productive.
If you know who Anquan Boldin is, to me, he is the new Anquan Boldin.
Football side, Mike, I don't know if you've spent any time in Chicago at all.
None.
I have seen...
Just the airport.
I have seen drinks come out that have basically BLTs stacked on top of a Bloody Mary. I mean, the whole thing, like cut into fours.
Mm-hmm.
Their food is kind of like traditional steak, but then the newer aspect of it is just decadent, crazy type of fair food, like over-the-top stuff at a restaurant.
Right, yeah.
So they kind of have that food in a brick and mortar. So you walk in, you're like, oh my God, they put a piece of cheesecake on top of a pina colada. And two chicks are sitting there just knocking them down. You're like, man, I want one of those.
Let's go to Indianapolis. They've got one called The Ringer.
All
right. Now, it's a foot-long corn dog to start. Not too crazy, right? You see foot-long corn dogs at a lot of places. But what makes it different here is they coat it in honey and then roll the entire thing in Taki crumbles.
Ah.
Ooh, wow.
Okay.
It's also, because it's the Colts, the Takis are blue, which I think is like the hottest flavor. So it's sticking with the theme of everything blue in there when you're at a game.
Can
like
I be
that.
This guy? Takis are overrated.
I agree. They're too spicy for me, but don't tell that to children.
I was getting ready to say,
Jesus Christ.
We're saying that because we are old.
Them,
my
dude.
Son loves it. Like, I take a bite of one and my entire mouth fills with saliva, right? But he'll mow down a bag.
Yeah.
All right, let's go down to New Orleans. At the Superdome,
they
got to
have something good.
The turducken loaded potato.
Oh,
damn.
Right. Now, listen, you could already get a crawfish stuffed baked potato at the Superdome, but that's not enough for some people, all right? This item takes the normal baked potato, gives it, and then a meaty mashup of turkey, duck, and chicken, all loaded onto the base, plenty of cheddar cheese, green onions top it off. Like this way they say this. This one's even available outside of Thanksgiving season. And speaking of Thanksgiving, Houston, they're selling, you know, the giant turkey legs?
Yeah.
They're selling a stuffed one down there at NRG Stadium.
Oh,
right.
Oh.
They like cut it open, right? And then they're adding in dirty rice, Cajun brown gravy, green onions.
I would eat the piss out of that.
I mean, you can't go wrong. There's a lot of good things on here. You know, they got a Vienna beef jalapeno cheddar dog, dogadilla down in Arizona. So basically, think of like taking like a quesadilla as like the roll for your dog.
Yeah, yeah. Oh.
Yeah, so it's a dogadilla.
Dogadilla.
Dogadilla is also a fun word. And then we'll stop Commanders. I don't know. They call that Commanders Field now or something. They got the Raising Hail Nachos. This basically is a small stadium, right, that looks like the stadium, that they fill with nachos that feature smoked brisket, cheese, jalapeno, and barbecue aioli.
Oh, my God.
But, I mean, like, thank you, Miles. That's the reaction I'm looking for.
Oh, my God.
It just looks huge.
God.
Yeah.
It's amazing how close the Commanders logo is to UW, too, with different colors.
Yeah. You know what? We could do one down at Lumen Field. They got a foot-long hot dog, all right? But the surprise here, as they say, is the toppings. Ooh. First, you can get pickled sashimi?
Shishito peppers?
Yeah. Ends in a J-I?
No, no.
Native to East Africa, these slender mushrooms fit the slenderness of the Fletcher's footlong dog, which also comes with braised short rib and crispy onions. Ooh. I don't like mushrooms. I'll be honest with you, that looks like they're psychedelic mushrooms, and you're just trying to eat them on something good.
I missed the whole third quarter.
To me. Yeah. Oh, I love a lot of things, but some things don't belong together.
Yep.
That stadium would be loud.
Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.